I want to start hitting you with some questions here this morning. You ready to go work?
I am.
All right. How do you define Illinois? And I want you to define it in two different areas. One, the political environment, and two, the financial environment of Illinois.
Well, right now I feel like it's heartbreaking, Tom. I feel that there's a lot of dysfunction in Springfield, and I've been knocking on doors for quite some time, and there is a sense from everyone I talk to out there that there is way too much dysfunction. The government is not working for the people. People are leaving our area, and that's unconscionable to me that we've let it get to such a state with everything that occurred with the budget stalemate. We've got to get Illinois back on track.
And what word would you describe Illinois in particular? What word would you use to describe our financial status?
Well, it's so much instability.
Yeah. I get that. And when it came to being businesses, businesses don't like uncertainty in the future.
Absolutely. And that's why we've got to get a budget in place that is balanced and will attract industry and jobs to our region. There's been untold damage, and it has to stop.
So how would you get the budget under control? If you're basically in control, how do you get a budget under control that's this far out of whack?
Well, certainly there's been untold damage. We didn't get into this overnight, and it's going to take a while to dig out. I do believe that we need to be physically responsible. You know, we have to take a balanced approach. I'm physically conservative. I think we need to identify areas of waste. But one thing I do know, Tom, is that we can't just cut social services that, you know, impact our children, the elderly, and middle-class families.
So what about the pension problem? You say we got to balance the budget. Something's got to get cut. What are you going to do about the pension problem, which is a glaring multi-billion dollar problem?
Well, first and foremost, what I have to say about that is, again, we have our state legislature to blame for that because they raided those pensions. And I do believe that any proposed pension reform, first and foremost, we have to make sure that it's constitutionally sound and that it preserves the rights of those that have paid faithfully into it. A pension, you know, should not be diminished or impaired. We've held up, you know, people who are drawing those pensions have paid their part, and it's the legislature who raided those and didn't make the payments, unfortunately. We wouldn't find ourselves where we are today.
When you heard the governor's idea that we shift the teacher's pension to the local school districts?
Yes, I did hear that, and I believe that that's going to hurt school districts, and I also believe that essentially what that would do would raise property taxes even further because it's going to shift that more of that burden locally. And I think that school districts would have no other choice than to go to taxpayers and try to get property taxes raised, you know, in order to fund that.
All right. And so that brings us to the next question. Record numbers of people are leaving the state. When you look in particular at 46% of high school graduates who choose to go to a four-year college, 46% of them leave the state. Property taxes are driving people from the state. Property taxes are a big deal for a lot of different reasons. You just talked about, you know, that we need to raise property taxes. Well, the same people who want to make some of these changes say we got to put a cap on property taxes. How do we get property tax issue? I mean, you recognize, you see these two things going, they can't coexist, right?
Well, and that's something that it doesn't matter if I'm walking in Union County, Jefferson County, Perry County, Jackson County, any of those counties, that's something that I hear at the door all the time is that people need relief, property tax relief. And it's definitely a problem. And I believe that, you know, that's why we need to look at alternate ways to fund our schools and try to get some of the burden off of those families. They're doing the best they can, and they're overburdened for sure.
All right, education, higher education, and funding. We, of course, heard more ideas yesterday, but this is, once again, one of our bigger issues when your number one employer in Southern Illinois is SIU. Education, higher education, and funding our schools. Your thoughts there as a candidate for the 115th district?
Well, as a proud Saluki, I can tell you that I'm saddened by everything that is occurring in our state against higher ed. I know that SIU has the lowest enrollment they've had since the 1960s. And as you said, it's an economic engine for our region. And I think an article came out that enrollment was down 8.1%. And we have fine higher institutions of learning, and there is no reason our children should have to leave our state to get a good quality education. But again, that instability and that budget stalemate has caused this. And we've got to get it back on track because they do. They provide jobs in our region, and it saddens me as a teacher, as a mother, that sometimes our kids have to leave the state to find other opportunities. That should not be occurring. I love Southern Illinois, and I want to work for the people.
And let's talk about your district a couple of moments ago. I've had more than one. I remember Ralph Dunn saying, you got to vote your district first. And over the many years, I've talked to many state representatives and senators. I'm voting my district. So what are your principles and priorities for your district? Not the rest of the state, but your district.
Oh, for my district. And that's something that, you know, I think over the years, Tom, that's something that people have lost sight. I believe that when you go to Springfield, it's to be a servant of the people, and it's a public service job. And you are there to represent the needs of your district, and that's what I intend to do. And talking to people at the doors, I know that jobs, education, making sure, you know, I've never, as a teacher, I find it appalling that we didn't know if we were going to be able to open our doors in the fall because of the games that were being played in Springfield. That has got to stop. Education leads all other professions. And so there has to be stability in education. We have to attract those jobs. And, you know, and just another thing, being a strong voice. I'm not going to ride a fence. I'm going there to vote, and it's for the will of the people. And that's the only reason I want to go. I love our area. And, you know, when Pat Quinn stripped those jobs from Southern Illinois, I thought that was an unjust action. And I called him out in every media outlet in Southern Illinois. I believe I have the tenacity and the grit needed to make tough decisions, and I will stand up for the people of our area.
Marcia Griffin is joining us this morning. She's Democratic candidate, 115th District. This is the last time people got to hear you, the last time you appeared on the show, and you've got 60 seconds to tell them why Marcia Griffin for the 115th District, what would you tell them?
I would like to say that I possess the strong desire to serve our region. I'm committed to Southern Illinois. I've raised my family here. I'm a teacher. I'm not part of a political machine, and I truly want to be sent to Springfield to fight for the people, and that's really what I want to do, Tom.